All right, so picture this with me. You wander into one of those huge, kind of overwhelming museums. You know the type, right? Marble everywhere, giant
Oh,
ceilings.
yeah, those are the best.
Right? And the light just kind of pours in from these massive windows. So
Oh.
you're taking it all in, and then bam, right there in front of you, there's this painting. But it's not just any painting, it's Guido Reni's The Archangel Michael Defeating Satan. And suddenly, you're kind of rooted to the spot.
It's hard to tear yourself away from that one, you know?
Absolutely. But for this deep dive, we're not actually in a museum, sadly.
More's the pity.
Right. But we do have this incredible artwork right in front of us. And well, let's just say it's a little more than just a pretty picture.
It's true. This is a painting that has layers.
Layers. Yeah, that's a good word for it. So to help us unpack it all, I've got expert name here with me. They know a thing or two about Reni, the Baroque period, and, well, pretty much everything we need to.
To decode this masterpiece.
Exactly. So let's start with the basics. Guido Reni, Baroque period. Give us a little background here.
Okay, so Reni, he was a rock star of the Italian Baroque. This was the 1600s, and art was all about drama, intense emotion, you know, a bit of a departure from the more, shall we say, restrained style of the
Right,
Renaissance.
a little less Da Vinci, a little more, yeah, well, more like this, honestly.
Exactly. And what better subject to really capture that Baroque intensity than, well, a battle between good and evil? I mean, talk about high stakes.
For real.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what we're actually seeing here. We've got the Archangel Michael, and man, Reni does not hold back. He looks exactly like how it's described in, well, in the source material, right?
Absolutely.
Young, but powerful, like seriously powerful. And his armor, it's almost like it's glowing.
That's the Baroque for you. They loved a bit of theatricality.
They weren't kidding around. And that light, especially compared to, well, everything else going on, it makes Michael the undeniable focus, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And it's not just about making him look impressive, though there's certainly that. Reni was a master of something called chiaroscuro, basically, using light and shadow to create drama and direct the viewer's eye.
Which in this case is straight to the Archangel Michael. Makes sense.
Right. And that gleaming armor, it's practically radiating divine light. It's a symbol of his authority, his righteousness.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with this guy.
Not at all, especially when you see who he's up against. And speaking of which, Satan. Talk about a contrast. The source we're looking at, it uses words like grotesque and serpent-like, and honestly, I don't think those words even do it justice.
It's intense, yeah. And I don't just mean scary intense, but like, he's not just defeated here, he's, I don't know, almost tormented.
Totally. And that's deliberate on Reni's part. This isn't just a physical battle, it's a spiritual one. Look at how Satan's partially hidden by those swirling, shadowy clouds.
They're hard to miss, those clouds.
Right. It's not just background noise, it's adding to the sense of chaos of this cosmic struggle that's going on.
Makes sense.
And some scholars even think those clouds might be hinting at something more specific, the anxieties of Reni's time. We're talking religious upheavals, political uncertainty. Even the plague was a constant threat back then.
Wow, so it's like this painting is a window into a whole historical moment, like art imitating life,
Yeah.
centuries before that was the thing.
Exactly. And that's what makes art from this period so fascinating, at least to me. It's not just pretty pictures, it's reflecting what people were going through, what they were afraid of, what they hoped for.
So what about this painting? What were they hoping for? What would have really resonated with someone seeing this back then? What's the message?
Well, for one thing, I think it's a message of hope. This idea that good ultimately triumphs. And not just any good, but divine good, represented by Michael. Remember, this is an era when people are really grappling with faith, with the power of the divine in their lives.
Right, and they didn't exactly have podcasts back then to hash it all out.
Exactly. So art like this, it played a really important role. It was a visual reminder, a powerful one, that even in the darkest times, even when things seem chaotic, uncertain, there's this force for good, for righteousness, that ultimately prevails.
And Michael, he kind of embodies that, right? I mean, he's a pretty hard figure to ignore, visually speaking.
Absolutely. It's like Reni saying, hey, don't lose hope. Look, good wins.
And I gotta say, it's pretty inspiring, even now. Although it makes you wonder if you were to see this in person. I mean, like, actually, there that museum we were imagining.
Oh, it's a whole different experience. It's not just the size, though that's definitely part of it. Paintings like this, they were meant to dominate a space.
Those are big.
Oh, yeah. But it's more than that. It's the texture, you know? The way the light hits the brush strokes, the actual physical presence of the paint.
You just don't get that from a digital image.
Nope. And I think that's something important to remember about art, especially art from this period. It's meant to be experienced.
More than just like something to look at.
Exactly. It's supposed to make you feel something. It's supposed to make you think. And Rennie's The Archangel Michael Defeating Satan, it definitely does that.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a masterpiece that gives us this glimpse into the artistry and, yeah, the anxieties of its time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a reminder that some things, well, they're timeless. That struggle between good and evil, light and darkness.
Hope and despair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And whether you're seeing it in a museum or just, you know, as a picture online, it's hard to deny the power of this artwork. It makes you think, huh.
Art's supposed to do that.
That's true. So before we go too far down that rabbit hole, I think we should probably wrap up this deep dive. But hey, maybe that's something for you all listening to ponder.
Hmm.
How different is it really experiencing art in person versus seeing it digitally? Is one better? Is it just different?
It's a good question.
It is. And on that note, we're going to go ahead and we'll catch you all in the next deep dive.